This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
I don't want to be this guy, but it's fallen to me to be the guy who says Christmas trees are in shorter supply this year. The reasons have little to do with pandemic distortions, as Marketplace's Samantha Fields explains.
In late June, when that heat dome descended on the Pacific Northwest, the temperature hit 115 degrees at Chow Landgren's Christmas tree farm in northern Oregon for 3 days in a row.
Our little farm was in one of the hottest areas in the state, and we lost most of our 7 to 8 foot noble firs,
which are some of the most popular Christmas trees. Landgren would have been selling the ones he lost right about now. The extreme heat damaged about 10% of the mature Christmas trees in the Pacific Northwest this summer, says Doug Hundley at the National Christmas Tree Association.
So that is probably something in the tune of 500,000 trees that we wish were on the market this year that aren't. But when you have a 25 to 30 million tree supply, 500,000 is not that big a deal.
Another reason supply is tight, he says, is that Christmas trees take 7 to 10 years to grow. And a decade ago, during the Great Recession, a lot of growers ended up with too many trees that they couldn't sell. So they pulled back.
People weren't replanting trees as fast as they now wish they had. So we've just got a limited supply.
Still, he says, anyone who wants a tree should be able to get one, though it will cost 5 or 10% more than it did last year.
Here's the real predicament. It's not an inventory issue this year. It's a global warming story long term.
Tom Norby is president of the Oregon Christmas Tree Growers Association. He says the trees that were hit hardest by this summer's extreme heat were seedlings. About 70% of them died.
It was really bad. You can drive by fields and fields of burned up seedlings.
It's one thing, he says, if that happens 1 year. Growers can find ways to make up for lost trees. But if climate change makes that kind of extreme heat more common,
and we have another heat dome that hits seedlings right in their peak growing cycle,
then, he says, there will be serious Christmas tree shortages. I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.